they argue with each others. So, or they go to the unknown scholars or the young student of knowledge, but they do not attend to the scholars. They do not attend to the circle of knowledge. So this is one of the wrong way of seeking knowledge. Wrong way of seeking knowledge. That they do not go back to the scholars. لا يرجعون إلى العلماء المحققين والأئمة. Otherwise, they will learn under the unknown people. Their sheikhs, unknown. Nobody know who they are. And also, mainly, and this is one of the reasons for bid'ah, mainly their source in their books, in their talk, the books of history and literature, adab. Their main source in their books, when the author, when they seek their information, they go to the book of history. And as you know, the history book has no knowledge, has narrations, weak, fabricated, right, wrong, just collections. So they do not have a way of clarify the knowledge or purify the information, they go filtering the information. يقول شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله ولهذا تجد المعتزلة والمرجئة والرافضة من أهل البدع يفسرون القرآن برأيهم ومعقولهم وما تأولوه من اللغة ولا يعتمدون على أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا الصحابة والتابعين وأئمة المسلمين فلا يعتمدون على السنة ولا إجماع السلف وآثارهم وتجدهم يعتمدون على كتب ولا يعتمدون على كتب التفسير المأثورة والحديث وآثار السلف إنما يعتمدون على كتب الأدب وكتب الكلام التي وضعها رؤساؤهم أو رؤوسهم وهذه طريقة الملاحدة المجلد 719. Ibn Taymiyyah said, you see the Mu'tazila, one of the sects, Murji'a, Shi'a, Rafida, all different sects of Ahl al-Bida' of the innovators, when they come to explain the Qur'an, to make interpretation for the Qur'an, they will use the book of history or the language. They will not go to the Prophet ﷺ's hadith, or the books which it has the narrations of the Sahaba or the successor or the scholars. No. They will go to these books which is has no hadith, no athar about the Prophet ﷺ companion from their own logic to explain the Quran or to talk about Sunnah. Also, so many of these sects, they said that they take their knowledge directly from Allah. You remember, start long time ago, Musaylam al-Kadhab claimed the prophecy. Then al-Mukhtar al-Thaqafi, he claimed that he's a prophet. He received this from God. And they are following their steps. You will see that some of them who said, my heart told me that my Lord said. They used to say, you, Ahl al-Sunnah, us. We used to say, al-Bukhari said that we read the narrations. They said, no, we have shortcut. My heart, my Lord. There is no even prophet in the middle. You say, ala tul, directly. Also, as I told you, they believe in some infallible, that some of the sheikhs cannot be mistaken. And even though to the extreme that they will make their sheikhs, their imams, higher station than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam or all of the prophets. All the prophets. طيب. Also, they have a wrong, their source is not authentic. All these points under this category. Also, they always based their informations and their beliefs on fabricated hadith and weak narrations. Their knowledge not based on authentic hadiths. Even they don't know what's hadith sometimes. But most of the time there, if they use a hadith, they will use fabricated hadith. For example, some of the Sufis said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that he was created from Allah's light.
So he is a light and Allah is a light. He's from Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala part of Muhammad, Muhammad part of Allah. This is this hadith. And this hadith fabricated. Or some of the Sufis, they said that there is secrets in Islam. Where you got this from? They said that there is hadith. Umar said, "Kuntu kazinji bayna Rasulillahi sallam wa Abi Bakr." That Umar, the claim that he said, "I was like zinji, like the slave who just came from Africa to Arab country. He doesn't know the Arabic. He doesn't know anything. So he doesn't know anything. Just like servant." He said, "Like this is my situation between Abu Bakr and Rasulullah when they talk about certain issues." They meant that the Prophet talked to Abu Bakr with codes, with secrets. Umar couldn't understand it. He said, therefore, Umar wasn't able to take these secrets. Abu Bakr said these secrets to somebody else. And somebody, you know, it's a secret, so you can't prove it's right or not. Who knows what this secret is? Then once somebody said, oh, and I received these secrets. They're sheikhs. So they said there is secrets. So like asrar fi deen. And this is one of the reasons these kind of narrations, weak narrations and fabricated ahadith help these bid'ah to appear and to spread. Also, one of the reasons, يقول يعني أهل العلم كثرة السؤال والاختلاف على الأنبياء وهي أيضا متعلقة بمنهج التلقي. يقول إمام ابن بطه العبكري, one of the reasons under this category is also they have a wrong way of dealing. Their source is not based on authentic source. When they deal with the scholars, when they deal with the ahadith, they don't accept the knowledge. They always argument. They always raise contradictions points whenever they want to listen or they would read the Quran and Sunnah. يقول ابن بطه العكبري, he's a great imam. اعلموا إخواني أني فكرت في السبب الذي أخرج أقواما من السنة والجماعة واضطرهم إلى البدعة والشناعة. My brothers, العبكري, الإمام ابن بطة said, my brothers, I thought a lot about the reasons that make people or يعني let people leave the sunnah and the jama'ah and fall in bid'ah and يعني evil things. Then I found the reason behind this is two reasons. فوجدت ذلك من وجهين. أحدهما البحث والتنقير وكثرة السؤال عما لا يعني ولا يضر العاقل جهله ولا ينفع المؤمن علمه. The first one, to be يعني asking too much questions, going in too much details, digging in all the small details in argument and try to not to learn as much as you want to just argument and raise point here and there and digging in very details to the level you are no benefit out of it. No benefit out of it. And if you know it, it's not going to benefit you. If you don't know it, it doesn't going to harm you. And this became very obvious, and sometimes, especially in the second century, questions has no sense. Like this man who asked Ali about the darknesses in the moon. Or Shabi, somebody asked him once, what's the name of the Satan's wife? Zawjat Iblis. قال ذلك عرس ما شهدته. He said, I wasn't invited to that wedding. يعني I wasn't part of that wedding. So I didn't know what's her name. طيب. So people start asking about things has no يعني benefit out of it. This is always make bid'a in the end. الثاني مجالسة من لا تؤمن فتنته وتفسد القلوب صحبته. The second reason, to campaign, those people who campaign, the innovators, it combine a company with innovators, a company with innovators, or they attend to innovators' classes or being with them. Those people, if you took them as friends, they will lead you to be mubtadi' like them. One also of the reasons, as I told you, they don't go to scholars. Al-Jahm ibn Safwan, one of the greatest innovators in the Muslims' history, he was in the second century of Islam. We don't hear that he is in one time attend to a circle of knowledge or to seek hadith. ليست له رواية واحدة في كتب السنة. هو في زمن الرواية.